Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. And to the standing between the living and the dead service family members, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, episode number 291, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint, this unique arrangement, allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading 1 Samuel chapter 7. 1 Samuel chapter 7. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help each person under the sound of my voice, Lord, to actually pray to you. Not based upon feelings or emotions, but based upon biblical facts. For Lord Jesus, you invited us to pray by telling us, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be open unto you. This is the verse, Lord, that you used to turn me on to prayer as a young baby Christian. And Holy Father God, I pray hallowed be your name as you taught us. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your holy word. I praise you and I thank you for your holy word more now than ever. And I praise you and thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy towards such wretched people as we are. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and for your Holy Word. And I pray now that you will have continued mercy and grace upon us all who name the name of Christ and who have a personal relationship with you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please continue to have mercy and grace upon us, and please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures. As we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. I pray that you would wash and cleanse our hearts and minds, souls, spirits, and consciences in the precious blood of Christ, and make us, Lord, to be whiter than snow on the inside. And Lord, I praise you and thank you also for the millions and many and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us individually and collectively down through the years in our family And I'm sure that is the case in millions of other families down through the years. And Holy Father God, I also praise you specifically and thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, mental and physical protection and provision, blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Grant us, Lord, your energy and your strength, your unction and your anointing, Lord, to preach your holy gospel. Let your will be done. And, Lord, to pray and to read and to understand and to comprehend and to do your holy word. Help us not to be hearers only, but doers of your holy word. For it seems to me, Lord, and I'm gathering, I believe, from you, that you want people to stop talking so much and start doing. And, Lord, I kind of understand that because you place me in authority over others, and I want them to do first, and they can talk later. And about what they want to talk about. But I, if it's respectful and good and decent, but what I want is obedience and respect with that obedience. And Lord, you made me in your image, so I believe that you want that more than I do. And but that's what I'm sensing from you, that you really don't need a whole lot of adoration and raising up of unholy hands and praying and talking and confessing. You want people to change their behavior. And those of us who have Christ in our lives, those of us who are truly born again, can do that by your power. And we can pray for the salvation of lost people so that they can get the help to do that as well. But certainly you expect from those of us who name the name of Christ total obedience, as you should. And for Jesus Christ said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." We have evidently too many people in the church who are religious but lost. They love to hear the good things that come out of the church for some reason, but they have never been born again. They're not really experiencing a personal relationship with you. We used to say back in the day, some 30, 40 years ago, now that I've been saved for 41 years, it seems like ancient history, we used to encourage people to understand that Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, that you need to have a personal relationship with Him. And I pray that people would get back to that, because that's what is life-changing. Truly believing in you and having a relationship with you, and not just an experience, something that you felt good about in a service or something. And so, Holy Father God, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell out of the lives of these people. Cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. Everybody's life who has that problem here and out there, whether they claim to be saved or not. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, please rebuke and bind the devil and the demons of hell and from each and every person's life. Rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his host, Lord, from each person's life here and out there. Give us victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil for those of us who are saved. Protect us, Lord, from those hypocrites and phonies who are not. Restrain them from trying to hinder your gospel from going forward. And Lord, you know who they are. I believe they know who they are, and I thank you for showing me who they are. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the demon spirits and the demonic sins of pride, stubbornness, and rebelliousness, bad attitudes, bad spirits, grieving and quenching your Holy Spirit, and treachery, rebelliousness, witchcraft, bad attitudes, hindrance, distraction, betrayal, and sabotage. Lord, drive the devil and the demons of hell out of their lives, and drive the demonic sins out of their lives, and protect your gospel, glorify your gospel as you talked about in your holy word, and lift up your holy son, the Lord Jesus Christ, around the world. And at the same time, Lord, I thank you for the battle, the spiritual warfare. I thank you for pre-warning us, those of us who are sold out for you, that our greatest enemies will be they of our own households. And why not? If I was the devil, Lord, I would go for the jugular vein, as he always goes for, and attack the family, and use somebody in the family to try to hinder your holy gospel. And I thank you, Lord, for my thorns in the flesh, because I would not have done as much as I have. I cannot explain all of that for your kingdom, and I would not have done it in the powerful way that you blessed me to do it if I did not have thorns in the flesh, or a thorn in the flesh. So I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor does not faze me, because you wired me to fight this spiritual warfare. And it's pretty easy for me to do, and to have the ability to, with one hand, so to speak, fight the devil and devilish people in my family and ministry, and the other hand, preach the gospel to try to pull others out of the fire. It's a beautiful thing that you have wrought and that you have done, and I would not trade anything for my journey that you've given to me. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver each and every one of us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. And for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would help us all who are saved to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, I pray for the salvation of those who are not saved. Revive those who are saved. Heal those who are sick. Comfort according to your will. comfort those who are grieving and mourning as only you can, because you have the power in your hands. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would do that in our personal lives, and do that in our family life, in our church life, in our community life, in this world and around the globe. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would deliver each and every one of us who name the name of Christ on an individual basis. Deliver us, Lord, from our sins, temptations, weights, and the sins that so easily betray us or so easily beset us. And Holy Father God, I pray that you deliver us on an individual basis, Lord, from our distresses and afflictions, cares and worries and anxieties and troubles and problems and fears, and fill us, Lord, today with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable. Grant us your grace, your strength, your energy, and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray powerfully in faith, believing, Lord, throughout this day without ceasing. As you gave a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver us as well from all tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver us all from spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family and financial, student loan debt, student progress problems. And Holy Father God, deliver millions today from eviction and housing crisis, or deliver millions from a food crisis, a medical crisis, and a utilities crisis as well. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would bless and protect, Lord, all of our families that stand for you, Lord Jesus, from ourselves, from our flesh, from the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people. Lord, in the family, even people in the church, and even people in the world, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will indeed save millions, bring glory to yourself, lift up your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and lift up, Lord, your gospel so that others can hear the gospel, read the gospel, and be saved through the gospel by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sin of the world. Help them to hear the gospel today, even on this podcast, and get saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the very high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure, I have the high honor, the distinct privilege, and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, at 1 Samuel chapter 7. And the men of Kirjath-Jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, while the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, and served the Lord only. And Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, and poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said there, We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah, and pursued the Philistines, and smote them until they came under Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel, and the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel from Ekron even unto Gath, and the coasts thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house. And there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Lord. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word, and thank you for speaking to our hearts once again, helping us to understand that in a national sense, Lord, the nation needs to get right with you before they can think that they will be blessed. And Lord, help us to remember that in this day and time. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead. Please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good. Is my prayer.